I am itchy mad. Actually, I'm not have access to the email or a computer, but I found it, so I will talk to you to write what you ask me to do in the newspaper. Actually, the situation is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Since 3 days, I did not have enough sleep. Only it's a matter of 1 or 2 hours. But what's the situation? Like me, I'm working in WHO. It's an emergency. They ask us to stay at home. There is only the emergency people. They are talking. They are moving through a little bit in it. But the situation is very, very difficult. For example, my daughter, she is working as a midwife. Working at the Baptist, she is working at the Baptist Hospital. It's not a governmental hospital. It's not a governmental hospital. She stayed more than 24 hours. And because she is not able to leave the hospital because other nurses and midwives, they cannot attend the shift. So she stayed since Saturday at the hospital. She's working 24 hours, then 8 hours off, then back to 24 hours because of the shortage of the nurses and midwives. Regarding the Ministry of Health also, the staff at Ministry of Health, they have limited transportation to go home. Therefore, nurses and midwives, they're working 24 hours. This is at the hospital. You cannot imagine the emergency hospital, how much they are crowded. And regarding the primary health care, they ask only the urgent care. Regarding the emergency situation, regarding the primary health care, they make or they organize for hotline consultations. It's only a hotline solution. But actually, many nurses and midwives, they are through the Facebook and through the social media, they ask if there anyone can help.